Welcome to the Lene Justice Podcast, baby. So today's topic is just listening. Just listening. Okay? Listen. Listen to your older uncles and your older aunties and your mama and your daddy. Listen to your older sisters and your brothers. Listen to your old cousins sometimes, the ones that's giving good advice. Listen to your kids. Look to your children. I don't care if you don't have nothing to brag about. You brag about your kids. Okay? I don't care if you don't got nothing going. This person graduated. This person got a new house. This person got a new baby. This person got a new husband. This person got a new Ferrari. Whatever the case may be. This person going on trips and I ain't got no money to go on me a trip. Whatever the case may be. Listen to brag about your kids. That's what you brag about. Brag about your kids. As long as you're taking good care of your kids, then that's what you do. You brag about your kids, okay? Yes. So, you have to listen. Somewhere in the Bible, I don't know where, but your older, they don't say it like this, but your older aunties and your mama and your granny, that's who you listen to. Your uncles, your daddy, your brother, that's who you listen to. You stay on top of things. And women, this is another subject. I'm gonna do another topic for what I was about to say, but listen, we have to all listen to the people that love us and stay loyal and do what we're supposed to do. It's just too much going on in the world for us to not love one another and to actually hold hands, just like on that movie Us. Do you see us doing any of that? No, we don't do any of that. We don't hold hands and look at the world like it's beautiful, different shades of colors and all the good feelings we used to have for each other. It's some of it. Some people are racist, and not all white people are racist, but I'm going into another subject. But yeah, we just need to love one another and listen to one another. Have a good day. This podcast is on treating men right, okay? Now, this is my take on men. This is how I think they view life, okay? So, they're born, first of all, and they're a baby. So, boys and girls, we're too hard on boys. You look at your son right now and he's a 1 month old baby and think about how he has to grow up and be a man, and you don't want him to be in that world and all the stuff he has to do. He has to get up and go to work when in the Bible he wasn't even supposed to have to work. He was supposed to. The Lord had everything he needed. He had a river that was gonna water the garden for them. And they ate fruit all day. They had sex all day. I mean, and it was just them, okay? I mean, they could have sex all day if they wanted to. They could eat fruit and have sex all day if they wanted to. He could still find some work, like his beautiful son, Abel. He could still be God's favorite. He could give God the gifts that he wanted, and they could give him the gifts that he wanted, and they would have all the children, and they created us and so forth. So, but Eve did eat the apple, but that's another story. But think of men as they did. So Adam and Eve, I should just keep it as Adam and Eve, because Adam wasn't weak, but he needed something, and God know he needed something. And it's almost like God said he was bored or he just needed something to fulfill him. So he made Eve from his rib. And I feel that nowadays we are the spine and the rib. Okay. We like the spine, the neck, rib, the head, and everything. Okay. and they have to respect us, but we're too hard on them a little bit. Okay, a gay man once told me that every man has in their anus, it's a pulsating, like they're almost, oh my God, it's probably like a feeling where you're almost horny all day because it feels good. But we don't have that in our anus area, but it's a pulsating feeling they have. So it may be different for them. Also, men, this is crazy, but men don't like all that comes with a woman. We bleed. We gonna bleed. We come to live with you, we gonna bleed around the house. Probably gonna see some hair around the house. Probably gonna, you really don't wanna brush your teeth with that person, really. If they got kids, that's if they got one kid and or two kids, that's another annoying thing, but they'll still deal with it. I mean, it's a lot to take in somebody, and then if they're eating, the way they smack, anything, the way they sleep could get on your nerves. Men, if they are gay, or even if they have a thought, it's much more simpler to just be with the bald-headed guy if you're already bald-headed, because it's just like, you guys are the same. And you're already the same, and you know what you want, and you know what you like, and that's why I think they're gay. But I do not think that men are gay. I think that they are all bisexual, definitely all bisexual. Even the gayest one is bisexual. I'm telling you, I've had gay guys hit on me that were gay, and yes, it's, they like women, definitely, and that's just what it is. I'm telling you, gay guys, mostly the white gay guys, kind of like will be freaky with a woman more than, they're more confident with themselves. Like gay guy, like gay Mexicans and gay white men, they're confident in saying, hey, yeah, I'll suck some dick and I want some pussy. But that's just what they do. But yeah, this is a raw podcast right here. But that's what I think about men towards the gay side. Honestly, that's just my opinion, and it's gonna be raw over here, so if you don't want it, just don't listen. But yeah, but when you think about it, your baby came, he's a little boy, you have to turn him into a man, you have to teach him that being sodomized is not right, being lazy is not right. You have to get your ass up and go get a job. Not going to college and not making a way for yourself is not the way to go. But other than that, they're so beautiful, and they're babies. Everybody was a baby, and you have to grow them up and train them up to be the best that they can be, because they don't know. They're just babies. If you look at them, they're all just young. I will say men don't even grow up until they're about 50 years old. So, like, literally, they're like babies. They're really babies. Look how their moms baby them when they're like 30. Their moms are like 50 and they're 30. They don't want to leave their mama. They, you know, like, 50 and 70, they mamas, they don't want to leave their mamas. They don't care. That you can never compete with a man's mom. That's just that. So don't even try to. You need to learn everything you can from her, because you can never compete with his mama. She's gonna do it right, she's gonna say it right, she's gonna walk right, she's gonna talk right, and because she done took care of him all his life. So they spoil. So I would say they don't grow up until around 50 years old. So if you're ready for a man, you need to find somebody 50 and older. Because other than that, you probably ain't going to get a man. 40, they still young. The 40 is still young to me, because that's 50 years away from 90. So that's still kind of young. I mean, he still has his whole life ahead of him at 40. And he still wants to play around. He still want to go to the strip club. It's some 80, 90-year-olds that go to the strip club and they spending their money right now. So if you want to be that type of man, then that's fine. And if you want to be a man that get, it's a lot of men that have gotten married, been with the same woman since they were 14, 18, 21, and they have not been with anybody else in the public. Now, I don't know if they cheat. That ain't none of my business. But it's some men that have been with their wives since they were like 14, 18, 21. And that's amazing for a man to know what he wants and for him to experience the thought of true love. Obviously, he thought, this is my soulmate. This is a girl I love, because it's a blessing to have met your soulmate when you were 14 or 18, because you have your whole life ahead of you. And God just blesses some people with their soulmate. And not everybody's going to have the same story. Well, I'm married to my husband for 20 some years. Some people are going to be like, well, I've been married to my husband 10 years. I've been married to my husband 5 years. But they still might be true love, and then they'll get more years. But some people are just going to have more longevity than you, because the man saw early on that he wanted that woman forever. And that's just it. Now, men are dumb. They are dumb, but very smart, but dumb down there. Smart in the head. So when you're dumb down there, you're dumb in the brain, because sex is a powerful thing. So, yeah. They are dumb. A woman can talk a man out of his wallet, drawers, suit, tie, pants, shoes, socks, and even have them untied. Because women have something that men want. So men are like, they're not toys. Boys are toys. Okay? Nah. Boys are toys, and men are men. And you should stay out of grown men's business. I'm telling you. If you don't trust them, then you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to get that tracking device on his car. Okay? You're going to have to get them secret cameras in the bedroom, around the kitchen, and anywhere else you think. If he's this freaky, then you're going to have to get them cameras everywhere throughout the house. Start putting condoms on. That way you'll know if your man cheating. Because if he start putting condoms on and he still want to have sex all the time, then it's fine. If he don't, then he cheating. If he don't even want to have sex with you at all no more because you said you got to put a condom on it because you don't trust him, he not going to have sex with you. He going to have sex with you every now and again. Probably once every 6 months, once every 3 months. Who knows? Because he cheating. But if you say you got to put these condoms on and he still want to have sex a lot, then yeah. If your man put them condoms on and he has sex a lot, and then you see the camera still going, he addicted to sex. If you still see him going, the GPS tracker taking him to the hotel, he addicted to sex. If he still want to have sex with you like that, he can't get enough sex. Yes. Now, if you put the GPS, if you can get it in his, I don't know if they make them that small, but if they do start making them that small, if you can put it in his wallet, where you know he gonna be, or his phone somewhere, then that's how you gonna track him for sure. And That's just it. If you don't trust your man, you're going to have to track his ass. And if you got to keep looking at his phone, if you even have the desire to look at his phone and calling him up all times in the night or day or whatever during the day when he at work, if he live with you, and he gone, you calling him all day, you don't need to be in a relationship because you don't even gonna trust nobody. Because now, if you're worried about him and he ain't saying nothing all day, then that's different. But don't use that worry stuff because that's going to run him off. If you just keep calling him and saying, where you at and all that, and he cheating, he out cheating, he going to keep cheating. Because then he ain't going to care. He going to know your routine and he going to know that you ain't going to do nothing about it. He gonna notice you ain't gonna do nothing about it. And he gonna keep cheating. If he loves you, then he may have cheated on accident. And he probably done cheated like once or twice in his whole life. If he loves you. It was just a spurt. It was probably just not all you've been seeing the same face, but just something new. Sometimes they want something new. And sometimes they always want that something old too. So just be that something old sometimes. And he always come back. And just stay looking good. That's the main thing women don't understand is that they're dumb. Long as you stay looking good and stay fit and stay your healthy weight, get you a little wrinkle cream and a little Dove soap on your face and Cetaphil and drink plenty of water, get you some water pills and get you some applesauce and some apples and some, you know, all the things you need. Make you some good drinks, some good watermelon drinks and all kinds of stuff like that, and take care of yourself. And baby, the Chinese people have came up with so much youth kind of stuff. Baby, you be looking, they really 60 years old and be looking 20 years old. They be taping they stuff up. And they got all kinds of stuff that they haven't put the U.S. on because the U.S. do not appreciate the Chinese people. And I'm telling you, if they did, the Chinese, Japanese, whoever creating this stuff, if they did, then we would have so much more, but we do not appreciate them. So they ain't gonna put us on today's secrets, but for now we just gonna have to get a little wrinkle cream, get you some tea bags for them dark circles, get you some hot tea bags for your eyes every day, every night, soak your feet, stay looking good. That's all these men, I'm telling you. And dress nice and keep your legs closed. Keep them legs closed, because we already know how these men are. Don't leave your legs open like the stove. We already know. But other than that, they're dumb. Just be a woman and keep yourself looking good. That's all you need to do. But some of y'all be looking a little rough. I'm telling you. I know my head be looking rough sometimes, but some of y'all be looking a little rough. And how long are y'all gonna really be gluing that stuff on y'all head? It's time to take that shit out. And start growing your hair. Get some braids and start growing your hair back out. Fix them edges back. Put on them little fake edges until you grow your real edges back. And take them lace fronts off. I'm sorry. That's another topic. It's time for black women to grow their real hair out. Just like the epidemic has started though, where everybody is getting natural and silk press and all that. Take them lace fronts out. It's time to take them out, and cause underneath there y'all ain't gonna have no hair. If y'all really want to, and then when y'all want to look natural, y'all ain't gonna get the chance to look natural, and y'all gonna be sad. It's time to take them lace fronts off, grow them edges back, grow their hair back, and then go on and put you a regular wig on, and don't glue it on. I'm sorry. It's time to take them things off before nobody had no hurt and no edges. Now, if you know how to do it right, where you gluing it on the forehead, I guess, and you ain't gluing it on your hair, then yeah, but it just needs to be a protective style because I don't think those are protective styles. But anyway, men like natural is my point. They like your natural hair, not all that makeup. Maybe like that little Smucker's little teenage lip gloss. Just get that, a whole bunch of those little packs. Put it around the house. Boop. Shoot. You don't even need no makeup. And all women are beautiful, so we don't even need no makeup. If you just really look at yourself in the mirror, you'll be like, I'm pretty. Put some Dove soap on your face and some cold water, and you will feel beautiful. And just make sure your hair is done, and you fine. But about men, they are beautiful. And we just need to take care of ourselves first, then them. Ourselves first, then the kids. Because you should get married first, then have kids, obviously. So we need to make sure that we with the right person. And try to be with the right person. And try to get to know people first before you really get too deep into it. Because if you get too deep, it can be really heartbreaking if they leave you. So, yeah. Anyway. This is just a random, crazy, raw podcast today, but I'm feeling good and I'm feeling like I know myself and I know men, obviously. But yeah, this is a journey. It's a journey of learning myself, and all these words we say all day, they need to mean something. They mean something. Everybody is a great entity in this world, and we all are a piece of the puzzle. If you find what you are really good at and spread that around the world, then we will make the world go around and we will complete the puzzle. But if you try to do what they're doing and you don't do what God says your craft is and your great thing is, then you will not fulfill God's dream and you will not complete the puzzle. Spread what great thing you have, whether if it's singing, whether if it's a great helper, whether if it's a great caretaker, whether if it's preaching, teaching, whether if it's listening, whatever it is, if you're a great listener, if you're a great talker, if you just have a great personality, if you're a great mechanic, if you're a great, whatever you're great at, express on that, and that's what's gonna make you rich. Not trying to be like somebody else or not sacrificing anything for someone else. But anyways, be you, be true. This is Lene Justice Podcast, and I'm out.